It is truly a one world situation. And so, with this current difficulty that has spread across the globe, it is a one world situation. And the solutions will be a one world solution. And already, those who are searching for cures are collectively bonding throughout the world in different cultures to work together in wholeness. Through these types of ways, a one world community is being formed. It is a reality that will become stronger over time. In fact, quickly, this reality of this one world community will become stronger and will work more and more in coordination out of necessity. The highs and lows of your life, the tragedies, the sorrows, the joys are like the outer waves on an ocean. They are the choppy highs and lows. Sometimes they are big waves, sometimes they're small waves, but they're constantly in motion. The same is true in the collective society, the highs and lows, and the continual motion. But beneath that motion, in the deep, deep waters, it is always still. It is always calm. And when the storm surges on the surface of the sea, it is in the calm waters deep within that you find the peace and the stillness, that you find the harmony that is lasting. For those waters do not shift and change and churn as the surface does. To feed your being, to find the safe haven in the storm, look within to the still, deep, calm waters of your inner being, to the place where you are whole, where you are complete, where there is no past, no future. There is only the present moment of being. The place where your heart finds fulfillment. For there is within you a love so deep, so profound, that it has no second, it has no beginning, it has no end. That love is the source of your being. And as you have come into this world of form and taken the external form of a human being, from the very beginning of your birth, you have struggled to find that love, to find that source, to find that wholeness and completeness, that someplace deep inside you, you remember. And from your very first breath, you have struggled to be in that deep water of eternal being from which you have come. For you, though you inherit inhabit a body. You are the soul, the Atman. You are eternal being. You are all the sons and daughters of Parama Purusha, that infinite one. No one is isolated or separated. For in those deeper waters of your being, you are all one. There is only one eternal self, one eternal being. All of life is a search for that fulfillment of being, a search to be whole, to be complete. And in this world of form, people search in so many directions, in so many ways, trying to find eternal essence, trying to find eternal being. That is the nature of this world of form. That is the nature of human life, this struggle to find wholeness, to find completeness, to be united. So you find those you love in your life, and you feel attachment and connection, and you want that wholeness. And in that moment of connection with them, you are complete. For in them you find that deep one that lies within you, lies within all beings. And so when you touch that in another, you become whole, complete, and love forms. For love is your nature. It is your essence. And so you love those dear ones to you, because you love your own divine self, because you love Parama Purusha, that infinite one who is manifest in all those you love. You have found your own soul in them, for it is one soul. And then deep in yourself, when you move past the rocky, rough waters of the surface, and you go still in your inner being, that love begins to arise. The love of the Sadguru, the love of your beloved, the one eternal being, the source of your source, the life of your life. The love of that one is a shower of grace that falls on you always. Despite the rocky waters, collectively or internally, if you come into that deep space, that deep well, all those that you love live there with you. Your beloved guru is there with you. All beings are whole in this love. For it is the one eternal self, the self of yourself, the Atman. And the Atman has no separation from the Paramatma, the whole of all beings, like the drop of water dropped in the sea. Yourself is the same self as all beings. And in that love, all those you have loved are there. All that you have ever formed attachment to is there. In the love that is eternal, in the love that is forever. This love has no beginning. It has no end. It is. It always has been. It always will be. It is your home, your source, your essence. In this, you are renewed. In this, you are whole. The search of human life is the search for this wholeness. And all the external experiences you have had have been, in essence, a search for this wholeness, a restlessness that is innate because of the duality of I and thou, because of the separation from source that happens in physical form. But when your soul, when your spirit returns in the depth of your being to that wholeness, then there is completeness. There is fulfillment. There is love. Unconditioned. Whether you call it love, you call it truth, you call it awareness, you call it the Sadguru, it is your home. And in that stillness, in that love, all sense of I and thou dissolves. There you are loved unconditionally, with a love so great that all human love is but a shadow of that love. That beloved of your heart is the soul of your soul. Eternal, immortal, pure being. That one is your shelter in the storm. That one will hold you in your darkest hour. That one will love you in your deepest pain. That one will share your greatest joy. And when you turn to your beloved, that one will take you in his arms, in her arms. That one will enfold you for all eternity in a love so great that the mind cannot even comprehend its greatness. Such is the love of that infinite one, your guru of your heart. the soul of your soul. Open your heart to that one. Sadhana is not a matter of acquiring or perfecting a skill. It's a matter of letting go, of surrendering into the arms of this beloved. It is a matter of giving away all that you have acquired, of offering everything to the eternal, immortal, beloved of your heart. Let that one be the pole star of your life. Never forget. Never forget. All right. Namaskar. Time for meditation.
Namah Chandra.